federal food and nutrition guidelines are off the mark, according to one conservative group. Next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Heritage Foundation says the American diet is a disaster, and public policy is not doing enough to change that. The foundation's Jay Richards talks about an initiative called Restoring American Wellness.
We think that this cluster of issues about health, and especially chronic childhood disease, is the largest gap in the policy arena in Washington, D.C. I mean, the reality is, if you wanted to talk about USDA food guidelines, if you wanted to talk about the way in which drugs are added to the CDC vaccination schedule, or there's 25 issues like this that if you follow them, you know how important they are, and you know that they're almost certainly connected to policy, which is usually well-meaning, but the outcomes are often not so much.
Richard says food guidelines were set up based on the science at the time.
There is a correlation in the United States between this massive increase of chronic metabolic diseases among adolescents and adults and the USDA food guidelines, in which the federal government decided to give us all lots of advice about how we should eat. Now, by itself, correlation doesn't prove causation, but a lot of people, including me, think that these things are actually connected. Not because there was a conspiracy to make Americans sick, but because a particular scientific picture got calcified, unfortunately, became the sort of official science, and now it's really hard to change, though.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.